Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs. Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. So I've been craving Kewpie mayo. You know, I'm having a moment with Kewpie mayo. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but it's a Japanese mayo that is made only out of egg yolks. So it's richer, it's creamier. But I get into these phases where I get addicted to certain foods. And right now, I'm addicted to Kewpie mayo and barbecue sauce. And all of this began in Iceland, where we had Viking hot dogs. We had these incredible vegan hot dogs, and they had Kewpie mayo, crunchy potato chips, barbecue sauce, a delicious plant-based hot dog, crispy onions, and anything delicious that you can imagine, it was on this hot dog. And since then, I've been wanting barbecue sauce and this Kewpie mayo. So of course, we just got back home from going to 4 different grocery stores because I wanted Kewpie mayo. My sweet fiance took me to Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fry's, and a Safeway. And none of them had the Kewpie mayo, of course. I should have just gone to an H Mart, like an Asian grocery store. But what's the fun in that, you know? It's more exciting to have your fiance take you to 4 different places. So I bought some Diet Dr. Pepper instead. And my fiance, who's extremely healthy, he's like, you know what? It all has sugar. It's all bad. And I'm standing in the aisle. I'm holding this case of Dr. Pepper. And I say, you know what, babe? Maybe I do want some aspartame in my system. Did you ever think of that? I mean, I'm someone who drinks regular Coke. And you know, they say, become what you want to attract, right? So I am healthy for the most part. You know, I was, you know, being a Ponzi girlfriend, as many of you know, drinking green juices, which I do. But, you know, your girl likes some regular Coke. I've come a long way. You know, I used to have a bacon, egg, and cheese for breakfast, kebabs and rice with feta salad for lunch, Starbucks at 4 p.m. And by Starbucks, I mean like a Frappuccino and a Rice Krispie treat. And then dinner was like rigatoni alla vodka with a glass of champagne. So I've come a long way. Now for lunch, You know, I'm having green juice and cauliflower rice. Breakfast is green tea and maybe some chia pudding, you know? It feels like I'm fucking starving. Because green tea and chia pudding is definitely not bacon, egg, and cheese. So we came home from the grocery store and he's such a doll. True love is taking your partner to 4 different grocery stores to find some ratchet-ass Japanese mayo. So I spent the past weekend in San Francisco with my sister. And of course, I booked a 7 a.m. flight. You know, it's 2 hours from Scottsdale to San Francisco. My sister flew in from L.A. And we're those people, you know, we're serial killers. We book early flights. So of course, for a 7 a.m. flight, I had to leave my house at 5:30. And my fiance works a lot. And he insisted on taking me to the airport, and I refused. I said, you know what? You need your sleep. Don't worry. I will take an Uber. And I will say, as a woman, it's slightly terrifying taking Ubers in the wee hours. I mean, anything could happen at any hour. But 5 a.m. in an Uber in Scottsdale, going to the airport, you're driving through mountains. You know, I'm a city girl. I'm from Miami. We can drive through dicey neighborhoods, you know, hear some gunshots, but mountains? Go fuck yourself. Nature is scary. You know, driving through the mountains, that's like, oh, she was eaten by coyotes. Meanwhile, someone named Albert, you know, has me in a cage in his basement. That's what happens when you drive through the mountains. But I insist, you know, babe, you should have your sleep. And he's insisting that he takes me. And finally, I just call the Uber and I said, you know what, babe, just go to bed. So of course, I'm in the Uber shaking. It's 5:30 a.m. We're driving through the mountains. Everything's fine, except I find myself in a rage. And I find myself livid because now I'm mad that my fiance didn't carry me over his shoulder, force me into the car, and take me to the airport. And this is why I spiral. And this is why I am in Shutter Island. I don't know why I'm like this. He begged to take me. So yeah, that happened. And then we got to the airport, alive, in one piece, not chopped up by some guy named Albert. So we're at the airport. I don't have status with United, which means I'm in a middle seat, sandwiched between a gorgeous blonde who has the window and an 8-year-old boy who looks like the kid from Stranger Things, except he's a little chub, adorable little kid. And I'm in between these two. You know, the girl by the window looks like she's from the OC. You know, Arizona girls, from what I've noticed here, they look like they're from that show, The Hills. Scottsdale is like a poor man's Beverly Hills. Everyone here is pretty much gorgeous. They've got a great tan. They work out. So she's sitting next to me by the window and she's in a tank top and what we called back in the day coochie cutters, you know, those little shorts. You can kind of see your cooch and your butt cheeks. And I never understood that. When I see people on planes, you know, half naked, I don't care that you're half naked, you know, come in your bra and underwear for all I care. But aren't you fucking freezing? Like, I'm shivering on a plane when people wear sandals. I've just never understood it because for me, you know, here I am. I look like I'm on an expedition to go to the Arctic. I'm in sweats. I'm in my knee-high compression socks, a sweatshirt. There's a long sleeve shirt under the sweatshirt and a lightweight down jacket. I am applying Vaseline all over my face, some retinol because I break out if I don't apply it on planes. And, you know, she's cool as a cucumber. She's like reading a book. Her hair is in an effortless top knot. The child next to me, I don't know where his parents are, but he's falling asleep on me. And that's okay. And I literally blink and were in San Francisco. Many years ago, I could not sleep on planes. Now, you know, put me near the mouth of a volcano and I'm snoozing. Sleep is my number one priority, and I get plenty of sleep, and I love to sleep, and I can sleep anywhere. So I get off the plane, I meet my sister because, you know, we're a serial killer, psychopath, OCD family, and we planned our flight so that we would land at more or less the same time. So the reason for our visit to San Francisco was because we were invited by friends. Our dear friend invited us to their parents' home, and we became friends by happenstance. We were just at an event, and we clicked, and, you know, we had a connection, and we became friends. This was a while ago. And then a few months after meeting, my friend tells me, like, hey, by the way, my parents are these people. These people, as in founders of a very well-known company, like founder billionaires. Oh, okay. Good to know. No big deal. So now we've been invited to their parents' home along with our dear friend Dylan, who is also a friend of the show. Shout out to Dylan. So me and my sister get picked up and we go to our hotel. And now I've decided to learn how to put on false lashes because my lash extension addiction has made me bald. You know, I literally don't have any lashes because of my lash extensions. You know, you wear lash extensions and then all your lashes fall off. So I thought, why not give it a break and start learning how to wear false eyelashes, the sticky ones. And so it's been a mission. I mean, every morning is a nightmare. It's like day five of trying to do this. But, you know, rinse and repeat. We keep going onward and upward.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I'm putting on my lashes, and me, Dylan, and my sister, we've decided to pool together to get a gift because, you know, what do you get a billionaire? What do you get someone that has everything? You know, at that point, you just get them something beautiful that's from the heart, right? Which is what we did. We made this gorgeous bouquet at a local flower shop in San Francisco. We got some delicious baked goods from a well-known bakery in the city. So we get picked up by our friend and we head on over to San Jose. And I know San Francisco is like where all the tech bros live and the Silicon Valley big kahunas. But San Francisco's a dumpster fire. It's definitely not Full House. You know, it's giving Euphoria. If Euphoria was a city, it's San Francisco. The drive to San Jose is just gorgeous. You know, all the places outside of San Francisco are just stunning. As you all know, I took a trip to Big Sur with my fiance, and it was so magical. So we're driving through this beautiful hilly road. It's me and my sister on the gaze. We're all talking about how we're flex on kids and what's the point of even having a kid and, you know, the usual. We're talking about sex and who's had it in their butt and, you know, the nonsense. the nonsense you talk about on a car ride that you never repeat again. So we get to our friend's parents' home and we've been transported to Tuscany. I mean, it feels like we are in the Italian countryside. They have their private entrance and their home is just spectacular. And we walk into our house. Well, I wish it was our house. We walk into their house and there's a private chef. And we were not expecting this to be like a formal shindig. I mean, there is a chef, there's a staff. I am not going to pretend to know about wines, but I know I'm going to drink all of it because it's probably the best wine I've ever had in my life. And I'm just going to say yes to everything. So we're welcomed in. We are all sitting in this stunning living room. And I can't tell you how incredible this experience was for me and for everyone there. It was like a fairy tale. We had a 10-course tasting menu. All the dishes were vegan, and you would have never known. The weather is just stunning. The parents even made chai for our ratchet asses. And we were there for 7 hours. My friend's parents were so kind, so interesting, and so generous with their time. I mean, we talked about everything. We were talking about, you know, how they started their business. We talked about meditation. We talked about the secret, you know, the law of attraction. And I was just so grateful to have had that experience and to be around people that are so intelligent and humble. It truly was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And of course, I wanted to sleep over, except my friend was like, we need to leave. We need to leave my parents' house. Well, I was like, I'm moving in. So we finally head out and now it's like 8 p.m. We are stuffed. We have been fed. We're at the door and the parents are like, should we listen to your podcast? I'm like, no, you should not. Can you imagine? Pretty sure they've listened now. And we head on back to San Francisco. And of course, we're like, why not get some sushi and drinks? Because 10 courses wasn't enough. You know, we're not even hungry, but you know, it's something to do. And we realized, you know, we might not be in the city with the same group of people again for a very long time, if not maybe never again. So we're at sushi and the gays, you know, and Dylan say, you know, why don't you guys join us tomorrow for Dim Sum with the Gays and the Kink Festival? And I said, Kink Festival? What's the Kink Festival? So there's a Kink Festival and apparently it's called Dory. So I thought, you know, hey, that's a cool experience. Sure, we'll go. Me and my sister will come. Sign us up. So we head back to the hotel, have the best sleep ever because we're so exhausted. We've been up since 5 a.m. And we wake up the next day. You know, I spend an hour putting on my lashes and then we meet the gays at Dim Sum. Now, when I tell you that I would marry everyone at this Dim Sum table, you know, I'm not kidding. Except they have no interest in me because they're gay. They're handsome. They're successful. They're kind. They're generous. I mean, they are not cheap. I don't think I paid for a single thing this past weekend. And they also all own multi-million dollar homes. What did the straights do wrong? I don't know. But the chatter at Dim Sum is about monkeypox. And, you know, I really didn't know much about monkeypox other than any time it comes up on my social media feed, I quickly move away from it because I don't want that around me. I feel like they're shoving it in our faces, right? Like, oh, let's talk about monkeypox. Like, let's make monkeypox a thing. Like, let's scare everyone. But then I found out it is a scary thing. And apparently you can get it from like skin contact. And it's actually rampant within, you know, the gay community. And they don't want to create a stigma. And that's why, you know, they're not really labeling it, you know, as something that's occurring within the gay population. And I completely understand. And there's a lot of fear around it. So to anyone listening, you know, just be safe. Get vaccinated. The vaccines are available for men. That's what I heard. So we're talking about monkeypox. And then we make our way to the Kink Festival. So we get to the festival and there's a section of puppies, you know, men dressed up as puppies with leashes and collars, ears, the whole nine yards. Then there's a section of dominatrix, you know, like whips and chains. And there's like a whole dom subculture, like the dominated people and the subordinate people, the submissives. And we're just walking around. And believe it or not, I've never seen a dick in person, like in the wild. And I've never received a dick pic. So please don't send me one because I said that now. But yeah, so we're walking around and there's dicks everywhere, like old ones, young ones, you know. And our friends telling us that last time they were there, you know, someone came into a hot dog. It's like, oh, that sounds lovely. And so me and my sister decide, you know, why don't we just go to Dolores Park? It's more our speed because we were also like the only women there. And so we head to Dolores Park. And on our way there, we get some croissants so we can pretend we're in Europe. I don't know, like we're going to go sit at the park and eat our croissants. And so this park is situated right in front of a high school. And so we're sitting at the park and all of a sudden I turn to my left and there's a stripper pole. Like there's a group of women and they have placed a stripper pole in the middle of the park and they're all in their bras and underwears and they are full on, you know, just swinging on the pole. And by swinging, I mean, you know, legs, arms, things are being split open, like things are flying everywhere. Thongs. And then to my right, you know, there are these hippie women, you know, on a blanket, and they're from MIT actually, because I asked. And they're selling their used clothing, like from their closet. And as open-minded as I am, you know, at this point, I'm like, I'm done. It's time to go get some bubble tea and some biryani and call it a day. You know, we're here for a few more hours. Let's go to a restaurant and eat some food and head to the airport. Except now we're ordering some bubble tea and I'm sitting down and all of a sudden a fucking pigeon enters the restaurant. I'm shrieking. I'm looking at the restaurant owner to, you know, please do something. And this lady is just staring at me and like giggling and smiling. I'm like, no, this is a problem. There's a fucking pigeon in the restaurant, like flying around. All I wanted was some fucking bubble tea. My sister's telling me to shut the fuck up. She's like, dude, the pigeon's probably their fucking vacuum. So I literally flee this restaurant. I almost feel like the pigeon was chasing me because it knew. Like, I was the problem child. Like, I was the scared one. We get our bags from the hotel and we head to the airport. My flight's at 9:30. My sister's is at 9. You know, we say our goodbyes. And I land at 11:30. And yet again, my fiance insists on picking me up. And I refuse. We drive through the mountains, me and the Uber driver. I get home safe. I come home. I shower, I get in bed, and the rage sets in, you know, because he didn't pick me up. You know, he should have been there in a chopper with some roses because he missed me too much for 24 hours, and I am spiraling. Till next time, guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.